Foster, DENISEFOSTER, and I'm with the Save Estuary Land Society. I'm chair.
Just reaction to, you know, the finish line's pretty close. So what do you think of this this agreement?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's a real win and a real show of cooperation between private sector, public entities, and community.
How long have you been pushing for this to have happen?
Well, overall, people have been working on preserving the French Creek Estuary land for 16 years. I've been involved since 2018.
Wow. And why is it important to preserve this area?
It's just an ecological gem. There's over 19 species at risk here, and it's home to so many eagles. They really rely on the big trees and the food sources here. And it's just this little pocket of nature right beside one of the world's most nutrient-rich areas, an estuary.
Why is it important to preserve eagle nesting sites?
Well, we're losing trees on Vancouver Island, particularly big trees. Their nests are so huge and weigh so much. They need those big trees in order to reproduce and raise young. And we have some of those here. So they'll not only be preserved, they'll get bigger.
$300,000 left. What would you say to someone, why should they kind of contribute to this?
I think it's just an important win for nature on Vancouver Island. And if they love nature and care about wildlife, any donation, any amount would really make a difference to bringing this across the finish line and protecting this as a nature reserve in perpetuity.
And probably answer this, but like personally, why is this so important to you?
I've become attached to the wildlife here. I'm the person behind the camera usually, and much happier there. And I do all the wildlife filming and photographing. So I've been up close and personal with the species. I see their struggles, and I know that they need food sources and areas like this to be successful. And so it's near and dear to my heart for that reason.
Anything else?
I want to ask a question, but looking at him, so that way he gets a good shot. What are some of the species that are at risk here?
Well, the great blue heron is at risk. Also, we have the peregrine falcons. We have big-eared bats and western toads and red-legged frogs. And there's some native plant species that are at risk. So it's quite a diversity.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, anything else to add?
No, I think that's great. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having
this
us.
Awesome.
Great to meet you, and good to see you again.
Yeah.
I may have met you before. I don't think
so. No, it's my first time in Park.
So. Oh,
on to the next one.
So, no. All right.